turn with us over to the book of Psalms tonight. We'll be looking at, oh, I don't know, 8 or 10 verses tonight. Psalm 33, we'll start there. Who's the young girl that used to play the harp here? What was her name? Sarah Smith. Good. That was nice, wasn't it? I just looked down. Verse 2 talks about a harp. We're not going to verse 2, but it's there. Psalm 33 and verse 4. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. Let's read that again. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. Pray. Lord, thank you for tonight. Thank you again. Lord, I'm thankful to know that you hear us. And God, you take an interest in it. And Lord, you care for us and you love us. And God, as we bring these requests that are, again, completely out of our control, Lord, I ask you to be involved in these things. Lord, that you would work your perfect work. And Lord, I pray you'd help us to be an encouragement to those along the way. Lord, I pray that you bless the message tonight. And Lord, help us to take some strength from it. Lord, you'd be here in our midst. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says that in Psalm 33 and verse 4, for the word of the Lord is right, and all of his works are done in truth. I asked the people at Hilton East this morning, I said, how do you like being lied to? Now, they'll pretty much raise their hand for anything, but none, thankfully. It tells me that they're listening. The ones that were awake did not raise their hand, so that was a blessing. No one likes to be lied to. When you get lied to, you know what happens? Trust is broken. Trust is broken. Again, we have 5 little people that run around our house, and sometimes I'll ask questions, did you do this or did you do that? And sometimes they tell you the truth and sometimes they don't. Well, what happened with this? You know, and they'll tell you their version of the story. Well, it's not always true. And we deal with the line, but know what happens that day? Trust. Trust is broken. Maybe you're in a partnership or a deal with business-wise, and someone lies to you about part of the process. You know what? You no longer trust them. The Bible says this, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. Know what you've never experienced? The word of God lying to you. It always tells us the truth. Thy word is truth, it says. And the word of God is truth to us. Therefore, I can trust it. I don't always like it. Now, Pastor, you're supposed to love the word of God. I understand that. But I don't like to be told that I've been doing wrong. Right? We don't like that. I don't like what I'm reading, but it is truth. It is truth. I have 2 daughters, and sometimes they'll be playing outside, and days like today, well, it's a little windy, and they come in, and their hair is just, whoo. I'll say, sweetheart, you got to come in. Well, don't be mean to her. I'm not being mean. I'm just telling you, you're a beautiful young lady. You just got to put a comb through your hair because it's out of control. And sometimes that's how we approach the Word of God. Well, it's so mean. It's just telling me the truth. And because it always tells the truth, I can trust it. Not one time has the Word of God ever let me down. Not one time has the Word of God ever lied to me. Not one time has the Word of God ever led me in a direction that was not right. No one in this room nor anywhere can say, I followed the Word of God and I went wrong. You can't. The problems in our life are when what happened? I didn't trust the book. I didn't trust it. I thought I knew better. I thought I had a better way. And I acted in my own. Go to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. The Bible tells us this: let not your heart be troubled. Told our institute class this last night, or a couple nights ago. No, last night. And even shared this thought with Hilton East a little bit this morning. But John chapter 13, if you're familiar with John chapter 13, John chapter 13 is Jesus at the Lord's at the Last Supper. Judas runs out. And then we have John chapter 14. And John chapter 14 starts off with, let not your heart be troubled. Why? Because he's setting them up for trouble. Trouble is coming their way. They are completely oblivious to it. They have no idea. They're up there just having dinner. They think life is going on as normal. Christ is how old at this point? 33 years old. That's young. They think they have years and years. They have committed their life to following the Lord Jesus Christ. And they think they have a long time yet. But Christ knows something. He knows that his hours are numbered at this point. He has but hours left. So there they are. Judas is gone, and there he gathers them around. And he says, and chapter 14 is such a sweet chapter, the entire chapter, because what it does is Jesus is, knowing what is coming in their life, is preparing them. See, so many times we feel like in our life, I was unprepared. And then we look back and go, wow, no, God really was preparing me all along the way. I didn't even know it. See, they have no idea what's coming. Their world is about to fall apart, and God says, hey, let not your heart be troubled. Troubled? Why am I in trouble? And then he says this, you believe in God, believe also in me. Know what he says there? He says, trust me. Well, why wouldn't I trust him? Of course I would trust the Lord Jesus Christ. But the question is, do I trust him? Does my life show that I trust Jesus? Do I trust the Word of God? There's some areas in which to trust the Lord. Yes, of course, we trust Him with our children. Yes, of course, we trust Him with our careers and our life, and we put all those things, our money, in His hands. But this is a little bit deeper than that. What do we do? The best place for my wallet is in the back pocket of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here, spend it however you want. Tell me where to put it. Tell me what to do with it. That's how I should run it. What, got it. I have five little people that I'm responsible for. They all live in my house. Well, they're not so little anymore. Sam is getting big. Okay. I'm going to start working out or something. Boys are getting big. Girls are getting pretty. I know I got trouble coming, and that's coming down the way. I don't know where I was going. Completely derailed. I'm seeing my son standing in front of my face. Yeah. What is it? What did I say? Yes. My children. My little people that are not so little. That's where we went bad. Okay, thank you, Mrs. Schultz. Church secretary really helps us out. All right, so that wasn't in a straight line. So we have I have my five kids, and they are absolutely the best in the hands of God, right? We know that. I can trust my kids, not with all of you. I'm no offense, right? I wouldn't call certain people to babysit my kids. Couldn't handle them. I have a hard time handling them. But God, oh, there's no better hands. But that's not what we're talking about tonight. We're not talking about our careers and, oh, God, what should I do with my life? Here's what I want to do. I want to live my life for me and get as much money as I possibly can. Lord, can you please bless that? Stop. That's just foolishness. I want God to bless my singing career and all that. Athletics. We're not talking about that tonight. We're talking about something a little deeper. So let's ask this question. Let's ask the same question that Christ asked. Let's turn it into a question. Do you trust him? In John 14:1, it says this, "Let not your heart be troubled." Hey, that's a real thing. Troubled hearts are real. And then he follows up, "Believe me, trust me." We have to ask this question. Not that you answer, but you have to answer it. Not out loud, but within your heart, do I trust him? Can I trust the Lord? Because if you say yes, every area is covered. There's no one area that we trust him. If he's trustworthy, he's worthy to be trusted in every area of my life. It doesn't matter. My children, my career, my finances, my whatever it is. All of those things are encompassed. But we're going to go a little bit deeper. Look at this. 1 Timothy chapter 4. So, sitting here, you have a very large problem if you can't answer yes to "I trust the Lord." Then, here's the thing. You trust no one. Because people, honestly, yes, I trust you to a certain extent, but I can't trust you 100%. Why? Because you're human. That happens. Things happen. Hey, last week you came in here expecting to see me. I'm sorry. You wouldn't have wanted to see me. I was not in a good way. I was expecting to be here last week. On Sunday, I would have said, "Yes, I'll see you Wednesday night." So you let me down, Pastor. I needed to see you. I'm sorry. That's what happens. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10. "For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because..." Let's read that again. "For therefore we both labor..." What is labor? Work. "And suffer reproach..." For what reason? "Because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe." Areas I can trust the Lord. Yes, career, children, money, all of that. How about when dealing with suffering? Is God trustworthy in all areas? Yes. How about when it's hard? Yes. Because it says, "For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God." Do you understand that your trust and belief and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is going to bring, yes, positive things, but also maybe even some difficulties? So do I trust him through the difficulties? Can I trust him when dealing with suffering? Can I trust him when my heart is troubled? Yes. Yes, you can. There's no time when you don't trust him. Because as we said, he is truth. And everything he does in our life is true. The problem is when we go against it. We can trust him through suffering. Go back to John chapter 14. We're going to look at some verses in John chapter 14 in a little bit. Point number one, areas to trust the Lord. Number one, when dealing with suffering. Point number two, it was a few weeks ago now. I was called up to the hospital. I got a phone call from Mrs. Johnson. And she said, she's crying, she's sobbing on the phone. She says, "They just told me he's not going to make it." "What? I'll be right there." I feel like I need to move closer to Strong. Ran up to Strong, talking to her. And there we are, standing by his bedside, holding hands with Mrs. Johnson. Mr. Johnson is there. The doctor's there. I asked the question. I said, well, is it possible for him to ever to come out of this? And they're like, outside of a miracle? No. She squeezed my hand. She goes, and she said this. Well, we know where he's going. Areas to trust the Lord, number one, when dealing with suffering. Number two, when ready to face death. In my Father's house are many mansions, he says in John chapter 14. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Do you trust him? Do you believe that? Do you believe that's true? Because if that's true, the grave is not the end. But so many live as if the grave is the end. So many live as if this is it. No, I have a hope. I can face death trusting the Lord. Not because I'm good enough, but because I'm trusting that he'll keep his promise. Because he's never broken a promise. Number one, we can trust him when dealing with suffering. Number two, we can trust him when ready to face death. John chapter 14 and verse 21. We're going to look at two verses here. John 14, 21 and 23. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. What does that mean? What does it mean to be manifest? It means to be seen. Verse 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. What does that mean? It means he's going to fellowship with us. Do you trust God? We ask that question. You have to answer that question to begin with. And if we do, then when I sit and I open up the Word of God, know what that means? If I trust Him, like it says, He's gonna fellowship with me then. That I'm not just reading some empty book. That this is actually the Word of God. And I can have daily fellowship with the Creator of the universe. But do I believe that? Do I really trust in that? Do I trust him enough to know that I can have daily fellowship with him? How do I answer that question? I'll tell you how you can answer that question in your life. Do you have daily fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ? What did he talk to you about today? Not driving and seeing the sunset and go, oh, I remember. I mean, those are all good things. But what did he talk to you about today? Well, I didn't really. Then do you really trust him for fellowship? Areas to trust the Lord, number one, when dealing with suffering. Number two, when ready to face death. Number three, in our daily fellowship with him. Point number four. Proverbs chapter 2. Just have a couple more of these. Proverbs chapter 2. You know, sometimes things come in our life and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, wasn't expecting that. Wasn't ready for that. Wasn't as we see in the passage, wasn't prepared for that. And we get bothered and we get worried and we fret and we have to remember that we can trust him regardless of the circumstance, even if it is suffering, even if we are looking in the face of death, even if it is something as simple as having fellowship with him. Hey, you know, we just came off Christmas. It's the beginning of the year. Here it is, January 1st. You know what? I'm going to start again. Hey, that's a great thing, and I hope you do that. But how about now? Here we are in April. Do you still trust Him? Sometimes the Lord does things to get our attention, right? And all of a sudden He gets our attention. And there we are reading and doing what we should be doing. And then we come through that trial, and what happens to all the trust? Proverbs chapter 2 in verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, look at this, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Ear. Well, how do I hear the wisdom of God? The Bible tells me in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, just a little while ago, we were kneeling down, maybe sitting at your seat, and you were talking to Him. Do you ever hear Him talk back to you? Say, like, this is my beloved Son and whom? No, not that. But it tells me, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom. Ever ask God for something? Ever say, God, I don't know what to do with this situation, and then just stop and listen and say, Lord, I need some direction in my life. I don't know what to do, and then just turn it over to Him and just be quiet for a little while. Say, no. Do you know why? Because you feel like you know better. You're not trusting Him. If I trusted Him, I would bring the problem to Him and say, now it's yours. You take care of it. I trust you. Areas to trust the Lord. Point number 4. Our prayer time is spent listening. There's a great danger when the Christian feels like he can tell God what to do. That's not me trusting Him. That's me coming up with a better idea than what God has. That's not how it ought to be. If I truly trusted God, then I would present my problem to Him and sit back and listen and watch Him work. Last point, John chapter 14. John chapter 14. In verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Look at John chapter 15, verse 10. If you keep my commandments, okay, so if you love me, keep my commandments. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Areas to trust the Lord, lastly, when we offer the Lord our complete obedience. When we do exactly what He says, regardless whether I agree with it or not. Today, one of my children, so you bring up your children. They're excellent illustrations. I don't use their names to protect the innocent, but, you know, anyways. We had one had an idea that this is what they wanted to do, and this is what I was telling them to do. So now we have a conflict, Mr. Schultz. We're conflicting ideas. So I guaranteed to that child, you are going to end up doing this. You can either do it joyfully or with a sore hind. So backside. To which all is in her court now. Hey, you can keep my commandments. You can go through this life. But let me tell you, it's best if you keep my commandments, he says. And the results will be joy. So why do I have such a hard time with this? Because I don't trust him. If we trusted the Lord, it would be easy for us to give our complete obedience. it would be easier for us to give our complete obedience. It'll never be easy. Why? Because we still have a personal self-will. But if I trusted God, complete obedience would not be out of the question. Why? Because I know that He knows what's best. So once again, we'll ask the question tonight. Do you trust the Lord? Do you trust the Lord when dealing with suffering? Do you trust the Lord when ready to face death? Do you trust God with your daily fellowship? Do you trust the Lord when prayer is spent more time in listening? And then lastly, are we willing to offer complete obedience? All of these are a byproduct of us trusting Him. And I can give you example after example and reason that if you choose to break this, you're going to have a rough time. Jesus, in John chapter 14, knows that He is going to be crucified in a matter of hours. It's coming. There's things coming in your life. Trust Him. Though there were some that went through that didn't trust Him and had a rough go. We've all experienced that. We've tried to do things where we thought we knew better and we thought we could handle the situation better, and come to find out, we didn't. And we just wasted a lot of time. So let's remember that God is worthy to be trusted. John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Let's all stand. Well, when we came in, it was sunny, and now it is not. But that's okay. Be careful out there. It sounded windy, and branches falling. I hope no one loses power in any way tonight. Hey, there might be something going on in your life. I don't know why. But I can tell you what to do. Just trust Him. Even if it is going to be difficult. Even if it is a difficult situation. Even if it doesn't go your way. You have to ask that question. Do you trust Him? I'm telling you, there's nothing better that you can do for that situation. Just trust Him. Lord, we thank you for tonight. God, I'm thankful that you have never, ever let us down. That we could trust you completely and totally in every area of our life. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us for not doing that. Lord, I pray that you'd help us. Lord, be with those that are heavy-hearted tonight, maybe troubled. Lord, I pray that you'd be honored and glorified with our life. God, as a result, Lord, of obedience, Lord, I pray for joy. Lord, that we would be joyful people because we've obeyed your commands, Lord, your word. Lord, we love you and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.